With leisure travel coming back, one destination to consider visiting in Singapore. I recently visited and found it very safe. Most people speak English, so this makes communication easy for Canadian visitors. Singapore also has great food and nice tourist attractions to visit. Here are some suggestions if you are thinking of visiting Singapore. Hotel Singapore has many excellent hotels with different price ranges. If money is no object, a stay at the renowned Raffles Hotel or the Fullerton Bay Hotel will give you the ultimate luxury experience. I stayed at the Four Seasons Hotel and the JW Marriott South Beach Hotel, which were beautiful experiences. The Four Seasons has direct access to Orchard Road, the main shopping street in Singapore. The JW Marriott has an infinity pool and an entertainment floor with a pool table and ping pong table. See my reviews of the first and second hotels, respectively. If you have the means, you should definitely consider a one-night stay at the Marina Bay Sands Hotel. It is home to the world's longest elevated infinity pool, which sits on top of the 357-story towers on the resort. This infinity pool is 150 meters long and will give you sweeping views of the Singapore skyline. Only guests of the hotel can use the infinity pool. See my reviews of the hotel and the infinity pool. Tourist attractions. Even if you do not stay at the Marina Bay Sands Hotel, you can still visit the resort and watch the free nightly light and water show, Spectra. There is also Arts and Science Museum, a Skypark observation deck, sampan rides and the shops where there are 270 restaurants and shops. Here is a video showing things you can do at the Marina Bay Sands Resort. A must-see attraction is Gardens by the Bay, a 101-acre nature park that has a free nightly garden rhapsody, which is an indescribable light and sound show. Watch my video on this show here. There is also a flower dome, cloud forest and super tree observatory. Food. I don't even know where to start with the food in Singapore. Singapore is famous for its hawker centers, which are open-air food centers with many varied food stalls. Singapore is also famous for pepper and chili crab, Hainanese chicken and the famous Singapore sling, which was invented at the Raffles Hotel. A very unique restaurant I visited was Candlenut, the first one-star Michelin restaurant in the world serving Peranakan cuisine. See my review of the restaurant here. The jewel at Changi Airport. Even a stopover or long layover in Singapore is worth it, as the airport has the jewel, a nature-themed entertainment and retail complex linked to one of the passenger terminals of Changi Airport, Singapore. It has an incredible rain vortex, and is the world's tallest indoor waterfall, which is simply amazing. See my video on the jewel here. So next time you are going to Asia, think about visiting or transiting through Singapore. Safe travels. Tony Kwan is the Richmond News new columnist. Lawyer by day, food and wine lover by night. Kwan is an Epicurean who writes about wine, food and enjoying all that life has to offer.